This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Horse people, this is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 13th, 2013, episode 869.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
That's right, it's your weekly two-minute warning to get busy and surf the web for off-kilter classifieds and email them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. Every Friday, as in tomorrow, Glenn and Jamie will perform a dramatic reading of a select group of these ads, and the astute listener who submitted what we deem to be the best of the worst will win a fantastic prize. This week's prizes have been provided by Canter Lane Design. Canter Lane Design offers interior design services, along with a niche line of home decor items to make your spaces more inspired. Canter Lane's design style is fresh and eclectic and infused with all things equestrian. From all-inclusive design services to helpful hints on DIY decor to gifts for the equestrian, Canter Lane Design is your source when it comes to interior spaces for the horse lover. You can visit them online at canterlanedesign.com. And from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's skin treatment salves and spray were originally developed by Dr. Rose DeLiva for her veterinary practice clients. Now, the anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal sprays and salves are available at tack and feed suppliers nationwide. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for cuts, scrapes, and abrasions. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Spray is the go-to product to keep scratches and dew poisoning at bay. Just ask PT Scooter. Find Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And now sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece from the Hit'em Audio Vault, featuring a fast and furious round of trivia, clever Halloween costume choices for kids and ponies, and race picks guaranteed to make you laugh.
In the neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
Well, I see your little guy is ready for Halloween. I saw his picture yesterday in his little costume with his dad. Two handsome fighter pilots there. And I smiled to myself because I said, Chad wins, Jamie loses, he's not a horse, and he is a fighter pilot. So obviously the early rounds of this battle are going to Chad.
You know, I got to say, it's pretty funny. This outfit was given to me by my dad literally like 2 days after Luke was born. So he was finally able to wear it for the first time because it took 6 to 5 months for him to grow into it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on the big day. The bad news is, for all my horse friends out there that are supporting me, the costume that was given to me by my sister-in-law that is the horse is probably about 3 sizes too small. I pulled it out. I'm like, no! It's for infants. So I would imagine I'm going to squeeze my child into this where he won't be able to bend his arms or legs, and he will wear it, but it just it might not be pretty, and he might be crying the whole time.
Jamie, you still have a clicking that we've been trying to get rid of earlier. You might have to call. I know your internet's having trouble today. Is it possible to call back on the phone?
I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, Jamie's calling back. It's good to be back. I missed everybody, and you guys, Jamie and Jennifer and Helena, I have to thank you all for filling in. According to the listeners, y'all did a good job, so thank you very much for doing that.
You owe me. You owe me a lot.
Yes, I do. Jennifer was a wonderful nurse while I was sick, and it's not much fun to get sick like that and be down and out for 5 days. But you did a good job on the air and also as a nurse, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I'm finally back to eating food and sitting upright, so that's all good.
It's just like a little baby. You're sitting upright and you're holding down solid foods. Woohoo!
I don't recommend the rotavirus to anybody. That's the stomach one that's going around, especially here in Florida. It's just not a good way to lose weight. I lost 10 pounds, but it's not a good way to do it in a couple of days. There's more pleasant ways, I think. We talked to other people that had it, too, and it's just a tough one. Isn't that the same one they get on ships? It's kind of the same one they
I'm
get
not
on
sure.
ships.
Let me go. I think Jamie's calling back in. Let me go find her.
All right.
Talk amongst
yourselves.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, it's much better. Thank you very much.
Oh,
appreciate
good.
That.
I was just, I was listening to you whine and complain about being sick, and oh, my God, oh, poor me. I'm high school skinny now. So all of us women that sit on a horse every day work very hard to be skinny. I'm mad at you that you can just shed 10 pounds by vomiting. It's crap.
I got to tell you, though, you oversold it a little bit the other day. You posted a picture of yourself. I forget what it was. It was a picture of yourself, and I don't remember even where you were. It was just the other day you posted a picture of yourself, and I went...
In front of the plane.
Yeah, it was in front of the plane. That's right. You guys visited the airport. And was that a recent picture?
Yes, that was on Friday.
You don't have any baby fat left. What the heck are you talking about? You look good.
I definitely could use a rotavirus, Glenn, just to shed the final 10.
I was expecting to see, I was expecting, after your description, I was expecting to see you in like size 15 to 20. I mean, you look terrific.
Well, that's awful sweet of you. Yeah, I still have, you know, the 10 pounds hanging on, and I realize I'm lucky, but I've been working very hard and eating very healthy, and so, I can't get rid of that. Well, I say 10. It's more like 15. There's an extra 15 in there that you can't see in that picture. So thank you very much. I'm glad I hit it well.
Well, you hide it well, yeah. Hey, if you want to give us a call to play, we're throwing a little twist into this morning's game.
It's fun.
The Equity, MFG.com, Wheel of Trivia. Give us a call. It's 347-637-3238. Call us right now. And there are plenty of lines open, so you'll be able to get through. And we're just changing up the game a little bit, but it's a lot of fun, and I think you'll enjoy it. So give us a call right now. But let's do our daily winnies in the meantime. It was so funny because right before I got sick, I said to Jennifer, I need a vacation. But that's not exactly how you
are. You got it.
Hey, we heard from an old friend on Facebook yesterday, somebody that we had on our show back in March, I believe. Her name is Laura Lee. And if you remember right, she was our one and only Malta listener who lived in Malta over there way in the middle of somewhere. And
yeah.
We had her on the air. Remember, she had come back to the United States for about a month or two. She's a diplomat's wife, I believe. And she posted a picture from her new posting in Saudi Arabia. She's been there for 2 months, and she finally managed to get a little horse culture back into her life. She went to the races at the Equestrian Club, and she posted some pictures there. She has a link to the pictures and a little article that she wrote, but she wanted to say hi to all of us and that she's listening from over in Saudi Arabia. So now we have one listener there.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I don't think we have two, just one.
Yeah, I think that's probably just her. But she, you know, she's been a loyal listener since the very, very beginning and has kept in touch with us on all her different assignments, and it's so cool to follow her progress. So You'll see pictures of her on our Facebook page. Just go to Horses in the Morning. And we all want to say hi to Laura Lee.
I just have too many Daily Winnies because I leave tomorrow morning for Galway. And, oh my gosh, so I've got a whole weekend of Galway competing to do and to watch. I'm so excited. And there's a whole entire weekend of Breeders' Cup that, I'm not kidding you, the people from Mucho Macho Man's camp still haven't called me. I'm expecting any day to get that call, and I'll leave and go on Saturday to the Breeders' Cup. I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm waiting on it because I don't even ride on Saturday, so I technically could go to the Breeders' Cup on Saturday. However, they haven't called. So
how do you not ride on Saturday?
It's crazy. So real quick, so my daily winnie goes out to all the horses at the Breeders' Cup and all the horses at Galway. It's just going to be a horsey-centric weekend, yeah.
And we'll talk about the Breeders' Cup here in the last half hour today. Go
now,
ahead.
They are doing it a little different. It's crazy. I ride at like 8 o'clock in the morning for dressage on Friday, and then I do show jumping at 11:30 on Friday, and I don't do cross-country until 9 a.m. Sunday morning. They've got so many competitors that they, and tomorrow is all the star, like the one star, the two star, and the three star are going to do show jumping and dressage on Saturday. So all of Saturday is pretty much taken with the FEI competing. And then there's the rest of us that they kind of work in. So
interesting.
I know. I've never been to a horse trial with that like that before, but I'm excited because it gives me a whole Saturday to watch everybody. And,
yeah, you get to watch the big guns run on that day.
Yeah, and go school, trail ride my horse around Galway. I'm super excited. So it's going to be really fun, and it'll be at least I get to watch. And I'll be out of there early on Sunday morning.
Very good. Well, I want to apologize to everybody for that noise that keeps showing up here on the show. We don't know why it's there. We've tried to fix it. Yeah, and I think it's still on your end, but I don't know why. You're now on the phone, and that doesn't make any sense. So we're a little lost today. We're just going to keep going and hope everybody just can ignore it. We do have a fun show for you planned today. We didn't even get to Jennifer. She's busy taking callers for the Wheel of Trivia. We have Victoria Spicer coming up from Horse and Country TV with the European Report. We do not have the Weekly Horse Health Report today, but Horseside Vet Guide is bringing us a Breeders' Cup report instead, because this will be the last chance that Jamie and I have to talk about the Breeders' Cup. And it starts on Friday, so we're going to be talking about the Breeders' Cup in the last half hour of today.
Yeah.
We have to. We have a vested interest in Mucho Macho Man. We have to talk about it. So
we have to at least make picks.
That's right. That's right. It's required that we mess up all our picks. It's an annual tradition.
We have to make picks so you guys won't bet on them and lose money.
That's right.
Sadly.
That's the right answer. All right, let's do the wheel and tell you about how we're going to play today. So if you've called before, you're going to have to listen in. It's different today.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week, unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
Yes. Just like an old bell boot. However, we are going to mix it up today. Glenn, you have created a fantastic idea. I'm super excited. These are the easiest questions that I've ever seen. I'll tell everybody on hold right now. The easiest questions I have ever seen in this game. However,
that's right. That is correct. I read an article yesterday that said the top-selling board game, and first of all, I was surprised that anybody's still buying them, but the top-selling board game out there for this holiday season is going to be a game called 5-Second Rule. Well, I happen to have seen 5-Second. I didn't get to play, but I saw it being played. And I thought that would be an excellent way for us to play today's Wheel of Trivia. So this is what's going to happen, Jamie. And we'll do it. I'll do an example with you so everybody gets the idea, okay? Because once they hear it once, they'll understand. And we always give people 5 seconds anyway, but we're a little lax about it, right? You know, I'm a little lax about
it,
all right?
But I've wanted to be a stickler this whole time.
Yes, you have. You have totally been on my case about that the whole time. Well, now I have a sound file that will make sure that we get it in 5 seconds, because that's how this 5-second rule game is played. And I will ask you a question, and at the very end of the question, I'm going to start playing the countdown clock. And you have to answer the question in the time allowed before you hear the buzzer, okay? And it's that simple. You ready?
Okay. Ready.
Name 3 brands of sneakers.
Of sneakers? I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Stop it!
Sit. 5 seconds is up.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's what's going to help our callers is you cannot start that until you are completely finished reading, because I couldn't hear that last word you said.
Ah, okay. Good. That's
do
good
another
know.
One. Do another one. I want to hear
do
Jamie
another.
Mess up. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll be terrible at this. I can't take pressure.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Name 3 brands of truck you haul horse trailers with.
Dodge, Ford, GMC. That was too
easy. You got that. That time off. Look at that.
Talk trucks. Talk trucks. Come on.
But it's hard with that tick, tick, ticking going in your head, isn't it?
It's very stressful.
So why don't we, oh, by the way, we have just have to talk about the prizes. We do have prizes. I got to find them. We have a ton of prizes on the wheel today. Now, however, I've been really pissed that in the last, 4 weeks, nobody has won any of the boxes of crap I'm trying to get rid of out of my closet. So now there's 5 slots on the wheel with boxes of crap. So your chances of winning a box of crap today are pretty good. I might throw a candy bar from the Halloween mix in with it. It should be good and melted by the time it gets there.
it'll actually look like crap.
Yeah, exactly. We have Breyers. We have Carrots Breeches still on the wheel. We have all kinds of different treat packages, and we have grooming packages, all different kinds of stuff on the wheel. So that's all there. So we wish everybody good luck. We'll see if anybody can get through the 5-second rule. Who we want to tell? We've had a listener that had called in before the show. She's brand new, and she's been waiting a long time. Her name is Jessica from Virginia.
Okay, Jessica from Virginia. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Living the dream. So,
we have a question of the day,
Jake.
Yeah, question of the day.
Yeah, I know, Glenn. I got it. Jessica, do you own your own horse?
Yeah, I just bought him a couple of months ago, and that's actually how I started listening to the show, because I was looking for a radio show about horses.
Well, cool. I mean, welcome to the radio show about horses.
You found that one.
You found it. You found it. So you own your own horse. My question is, are you going to dress up your horse for Halloween?
Oh, if only he'd let me. He's a rescued OTTB, so I don't know about that. Still working with him, but if only I could.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know. People have been posting this photo of a little kid who dressed up their horse as the Red Baron, and they look like Snoopy, and it's like an actual jet. My rescued OTTB would kill me. Kill me if I tried to. I'm like, great idea, guys. But yeah, I understand. I understand. Well, hopefully you'll get to go out and, you know, as an adult, do some trick-or-treating. I plan on it. We'll see what happens. Free candy. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, we got the questions. You have the 5-second rule. That's how it works. And it's high pressure, but the questions are super easy. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Glenn, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm on the switch.
Okay. Name 3 parts of a saddle.
Cantle, pommel, tree, Europe.
Wow. Yes. Look at that.
Ding, 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 ding. You win.
We thought this was going to be tougher. These horse women, they just know their stuff. We're going to have to make the questions harder. Good job.
Yay.
Good.
Or maybe Jessica's really smart.
Well, that could be, too. That could be, too. She is from Virginia, so.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you won, so let's spin the wheel and see what you won. Let's see here. Bought a box of the crap. That'd be suck to win a box of crap your first time. But I really want to get rid of the box of the crap. And, of course, I'm not going to. Not this moment, because you're a big winner today. Big winner.
Woo-hoo!
Right out of the box. Carrots, boot cut, extended knee pads,
oh,
breeches, worth $100.
Awesome.
So,
yay!
The ultimate in versatility, this pant can be worn with a paddock boot or easily tucks into a half cap or tall winter boot, which you're going to need very shortly in Virginia. Figure flattering compression microcord is supportive, provides unrestricted movement, and looks great both around the barn and out on the town. You can find all of their great products at carrots.com. You're the big winner today. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, hold on.
I hope that you continue to listen to our radio show. And I don't know if there are other horse radio shows, but if there are, they're not giving away $100 breeches, so they can suck it.
I don't think there are. I searched on iTunes long and hard, and I found all of the Horse Radio Network shows. So I listen to all of them. Love them.
Thank you. Yay. We love you. Good
awesome.
Job.
We love, I love you, too.
All right. Hold on,
Jessica. Hold on. I love her. She's awesome. I hope she calls more often.
I know. She's so enthusiastic. It was
our
cool.
Our listeners are fun. All right, Glenn, who's up next?
Well, we've got Horizontal Ruby in Arizona.
Ruby, are you sleeping?
Hello? I just heard something weird.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, I'm still in bed trying not to let my cats annoy me. So they want breakfast, and I'm not getting up at 6 in the morning to give them breakfast.
I don't understand why my cat needs out at 3 in the morning. I don't get it. Like, there's nothing going on out there that you need to be a part of. I don't understand.
Thankfully, all my cats are indoor, because they definitely wouldn't survive where we are. There's too many coyotes and owls hanging around just outside.
Yeah, but I wish, I have those too. So, but he's got to take his chances. Just kidding.
Yeah, but they still want breakfast in the morning, unfortunately.
I know. So are you dressing up your horse for Halloween?
No, I'm just too busy this weekend, and it's not like we can go anywhere, because we're like the only permanent resident on our block. So there's nobody in the vicinity.
Don't get many kids stop by, huh?
Nope.
Well,
you have to really, nobody just goes out to the barn and dresses their horse up. You know, you have to actually be going somewhere or doing something.
Yeah.
I get it, like little costume contest or something. I mean, like I said, we're going to Galway, but Jeff's not going to wear a costume. I mean, I would die. Speaking of, I had some kids out there yesterday and to teach him some lessons, and I was getting on him and getting him tacked up, and they walked over to him, and he tried to bite one of them. Excuse me. He's such a jerk, but he's really good at jumping, so that's why we keep him. Children, back away from the horse. Don't touch that one. You can pet the rest of them. Don't touch that one. So sweet. Are you ready to play the 5-second rule game?
I think so. And hopefully I'll win something with super easy questions today. I'm going to be really mad if I don't.
I don't know. You are sleeping. Okay. Here we go. Other than Glenn and I, name 3 hosts on the Horse Radio Network.
Polina B.
Dr. 5 seconds goes really fast.
Helena will be excited that you got her. The rest of the family is pretty pissed right now.
I'm very disappointed.
very disappointed. Wendy is listening going, she didn't pick me? She didn't pick Wendy?
Well, I just listened to the show you made yesterday with Kalina B.
Kalina, yes, filled in yesterday.
Top of mind. I got you. Well, listen, I hope you try again next week, okay? Get out of bed. Go feed your cat.
Thanks a lot.
They deserve to be fed.
Mama didn't win.
Mama didn't win, that's it. Cats aren't getting fed. Husband's kicked out of the house. Mama didn't win.
Yeah. Mama didn't win.
All right. We have, Uta was next, so we're going to see if she's good under pressure.
Oh, let's see. Uta, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Hey, Uta.
Glenn, go ahead.
No, I just said hey.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought he had something else, too. are you dressing Major up or your pony, anybody up for Halloween?
Well, I'm not into Halloween. I didn't grow up with Halloween, so I just don't get into that one.
If you did not grow up with it, it's a special time of the year for you to get crazy and actually adopt it. And all you have to do is put on a mask that covers your face, and you walk around your neighborhood, and people give you free stuff. It's awesome.
Well, nobody needs to know.
Yeah, nobody needs to know you're over 12, and I'm sorry, I'm not sharing.
Funny.
Are you ready to play 5-second rule?
Yes, I'll try anyway. That 5 seconds hardly gives you time to say anything.
I know. Geez, it makes me nervous just hearing the ticking. All right.
I would like to say I got it right this morning, so there you go. all right, Uta, here we go. Name 3 brands of riding breeches.
Harrods, Ariat, and Fitz.
I didn't hear the first one. What was it?
Carrots.
She said Carrots, Ariat, and Fitz. She got it.
Yeah, she got it. That's right. You got it.
Well, do Ariats have riding breeches?
As far as I know, they do.
Oh, yeah, they have all. As a matter of fact, Ariats have now exceeded, what was the other popular brand in the jumper world that everybody had to wear?
Taylor Sportsman.
Ariats have now exceeded Taylor Sportsman in the jumping world.
Probably because they're not $9 million a pair.
All right.
I never owned Taylor Sportsman when I was a hunter rider.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
In it.
Uta, you got it right, but this is not your lucky day because I loaded the wheel with boxes of crap and you got one of them. I'm happy,
Woo-hoo!
But I know you're not.
Hey, I like your boxes of crap. They're nice.
They are. Glad it's good stuff.
I try and play it down. It's actually all this stuff that companies keep sending us that just fills up my closet because I can't use it for anything. So,
yeah, but you can keep the candy bar because I don't need those calories.
Okay, all right.
It's on your popcorn bowl. It's a healthy Halloween snack.
Oh, there were actually back in my day when trick-or-treating, old ladies used to make popcorn balls by hand and hand them out. Like, who wanted that sticky mess in their bag?
It didn't have a bag or anything on it?
They would put saran wrap or something like that over it. But, always when you got back, you had candy bars or other stuff stuck to your popcorn ball. And you never ate the popcorn ball. And now I see Walmart's even selling popcorn balls pre-made. You can buy pre-made popcorn balls. That's just cruel.
Nobody wants a popcorn ball.
However, no.
Have you guys ever given out anything weird for Halloween? Like, I ran out of candy one year. I'd just gotten home from work. I had, a couple pieces from a bag because I'd bought it and my brothers ate it all. So I started handing out money and giving kids dollar bills, and they loved it, let me tell you. Kids like money.
The weirdest thing that my son ever had as a kid going trick-or-treating was a little roll of duct tape.
That'd be
now
awesome.
That's funny. I think that's funny.
You do what you
got to
do.
Parents probably didn't appreciate that. There was duct tape stuck to every wall in the house when they got home.
And by the way, I started my day off the perfect way, cleaning horse stalls with my Flex and Fork. I just absolutely love that thing.
Oh, good, good. Just say another line or two about it, and then we'll have the commercial done, and we won't have to do it at the end. Go ahead.
Well, I'll send you a dollar.
I love it. I really do. Every morning I go out there cleaning my stall. It's lightweight. It doesn't hurt my back like my old one used to do. And it doesn't break. My floor in the barn is made of concrete, so I occasionally hit the floor a little harder than you would normally. And that's how my old ones always broke, which was one of the reasons why I ended up going with this one. There's nothing better out there.
Would you say that it would make the perfect holiday gift for any horse person, period, that has to clean a stall?
Oh, definitely. Even anniversaries. It's the perfect gift for any horse person.
Thank you, Uta. We appreciate that. You can find them at equitymfg.com.
Now we have time for somebody else. Hold on, Uta. We got to get your info. Now we have time for one other person since we did the commercial. So, who's
on the line?
All right,
next in line was Kayla.
Kayla.
From Maryland.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing? Good.
Doing good. Doing good. So, I think if I recall, you're my eventing friend that just moved across the country and left us, and you're not going to be in Galway this weekend. And I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for me too. It's raining here. It's cold.
Yeah, you left California to go to Maryland. Wow. You know, the only time I've been to Maryland was one time, and I was horse shopping, and I left with, like, 25 ticks on my butt. I found ticks, like, attached to my ears and everything because I went trail riding to try out this horse that was for sale, and I swore I'd never go back to Maryland because I've got Lyme's disease there. How's it going? How are you liking it? You got any ticks yet?
We are tick-free as of our first frost, so... You can come back now.
Oh, my God. You already have your first frost. See, that sucks.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, it stinks. You already had your first frost?
Yeah.
Hey, Kayla, are you on a speakerphone, Kayla?
Yes, I am.
Can you come off of it?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we can't have speakerphones. It's a little too hard to hear.
So, can you hear me now?
Much better. Now we can actually hear you, Kayla.
Perfect.
All right.
Want to be able to hear your answers, you know.
So, Kayla, are you dressing your horse up for Halloween?
I am not.
Not going anywhere. Okay.
We dressed up 2 years ago. I was a cherry pie, and he was the picnic table.
That's good, Kayla. Do you have a picture?
Please.
I think I do somewhere. I'll post it online.
Post it on our Facebook page, okay? Horses in the Morning.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, you got to do that, Kayla. I'm never letting you play this game again. You got
Oh,
it?
No.
So go find that picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to see
awesome.
That.
That's a great one. All right, are you ready to play the 5-second rule edition of this game?
I hope so.
Okay. Here we go. Name 3 breeds of horse that are raced in the United States.
Thoroughbreds, standardbreds, and quarter horses.
Look at you go, Kayla. You did
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. That was awesome. Great guesses. And Glenn, these horse chicks are smarter than you give them credit for, okay?
I know we're going to have to make the questions harder. I thought the
no, 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 no harder questions. if they were harder, that would, you'd get less callers.
That's true. That is true.
Now, when we tried that, we tried making the questions really hard, and people still call. Kayla, do you have somebody in the background with you?
I have a few people that are eating breakfast with me.
Okay. I'm like, where are you? It sounds like you're in class. And everybody's with you. Well, tell the family we said hi, and go ahead and spin the wheel.
All right, here we go. All right, still boxes of crap left. But you're not going to win one. You actually win something that probably Jamie is going to fight you for, because she would like to add it to her collection. You win a Breyer Vintage Western Pony. This is I knew Jamie would want this. This is actually was first introduced in 1950. It's the vintage-style Western pony that stands tall and proud, waiting for his next rider. It was sculpted by one of the first sculptors for Breyer, Chris Hess, and it's a retro piece that is really cool. It really has the vintage look. You can keep it for yourself or give it as a holiday gift this holiday season, and we want to thank BreyerHorses.com for donating the Breyer Vintage Western Pony.
Awesome.
So there you go. Then if you don't want it,
I just Googled it.
It's cool, isn't it?
I had that one growing up. I got to go see if it's in my other room.
Jamie just left.
I'll do it in commercial one.
Oh, okay. I thought you went left to see if it was there.
She's like, I have to go.
I have to go. It is a really cool one, actually. So yeah, hold on, and Jennifer will get your information and where you want it sent to.
Awesome, thank you. And I'd like to say that I got the box of crap one time, and there was definitely some good stuff in there. There's a grooming net that really makes the horses shiny. So.
Oh, wow. Well, if I'd known that, I would have kept it. Why did I give it to you?
It's all mine now.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
She's not sending it back is what she's
no,
saying.
No, I guess not. I got to be more careful what I put in those boxes of crap.
There's some good stuff. Yeah, you sent one of my students a box of crap, and she loved it. She's like, oh,
really?
My God, this stuff's so awesome.
Jeez.
One man's crap, another man's treasure.
I guess so. So I got to be more careful. Well, you know, thank you. That was fun, I thought. Huh?
That was awesome. Well, again, the questions are going to have to be a little harder because horse chicks are smarter than you give them credit for.
I guess so. And, you know, it is that pressure that I thought would get to everybody of the ticking, and, you know, and that's what does it in five-second rule. But in five-second rule, when you're actually playing the game, you could get a question about anything, which is what makes it a little tougher, I think, because the questions can be about anything. And you notice the one that was about hosts tripped her up. And she probably knew that answer, too, because she's heard all the hosts.
Oh, well, so. And Jennifer's on the show with us. I mean,
yeah.
She didn't even name the
Jennifer.
Person
that's
in the
room. True. I left Jennifer out of that. You know, I said you had the question say you and I, and because I thought, well, that'll be easy. They at least have one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that didn't work. Well, we don't have Victoria yet, so I don't know where Victoria is or what her holdup is over there in England. In the
Can
meantime,
we play again?
Do we have anybody else on the line, though?
Robin's on the line. She's the only
Robin's
one
on the line? We have one person left? Okay. Hey, Robin.
Good morning.
I mean,
how
come on.
You?
We have time. There's actually one person on hold, 201, Jen, if you want to check that out. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. He's like, do we have anybody on the line? I'm sitting here going, yes. Yes.
me. You jerk. awesome. Are you dressing your pony up for Halloween?
No, I'm not going anywhere, although I'm starting to work for a company that drives Percherons downtown Austin, and they've been dressing their ponies up.
What have they dressed them up as, Batman and Robin?
last weekend, one was a unicorn, and the driver was a fairy.
Oh, God, I'd get
awesome.
That job. I'd finally get a job driving carriages somewhere, and they'd make me be a fairy. That would be what happened to me.
So they are all female drivers, so.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. No, you know, they'd make me be a My Little Pony. I'd have to be in a My Little Pony outfit. That's what
well,
it was.
Well, one of them was that, too. It was a male white Percheron, and he had his mane and tail spray-painted pink and purple with butterflies.
Oh, God. I hope he revolted.
What a fun job.
Left out. Yeah.
What a fun job. I love it. Well, cool. Congratulations on getting the new gig. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Are you ready to play 5-second rule?
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. You ready, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm ready. Finger on the button.
This one's so easy. Name the three races in the Triple Crown.
You jinxed her. You said it was easy.
I'm not a race follower.
Kirby Freaks of Belmont, do you listen to our show? Hello.
I do.
Oh, Robin, you disappointed me. I just knew you would get that one.
The pressure. I could have gotten the hosts and the trucks and the sneakers and the, well, maybe not the sneakers, but the breeches.
Awesome. Oh, Robin, well, we tried. I tried to get you in there and let you play, but.
Well, thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Robin.
Next week. Thanks.
I thought, oh, my gosh, there's only three answers. Like, this is easy.
You know, it's that pressure. It's that, oh. The pressure. By the way, if you ever do, if anybody, if any of you play board games, this one's like $14. Buy it at Amazon. Go to our website first. Hit the Amazon button and go buy it over there. It's called 5-Second Rule, and you'll love it. It's a fun game to play at the holidays. So
I love it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it really is. They have a really funny counter in the game, too. So check it out. It is cool. Hey,
when you don't want to talk to the people that are at your house for Christmas, this is a great way to keep everything
moving. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, while we're seeing that we seem to have lost Victoria. Oh, you know what happened? I know what happened.
What?
We had this problem trying to record something on Monday. England changed its clocks last weekend.
Oh.
We don't change ours till this weekend. She is going to call us in about 45 minutes. Okay. We should have reminded her of that. I didn't even think about it. England changed theirs 1 week ahead, and it's causing problems with every guest we've tried to book this week from England. So... Okay, well, we won't hear from Victoria this morning. So, hey, we were talking about crappy candy, you know? It is Halloween. And every year we take a look at what's the best and the world's best and crappiest candy for Halloween. And we already talked about popcorn balls being one of the worst. And I don't know if you agree on that, but it's like I can make my own popcorn. So I realize I can buy my own candy, too, but you don't. So it's a treat.
Yeah, gross. And popcorn balls, like just anything that has the word balls in it, I'm not eating. Yeah, as much as a fan of castration as I am, I'm not eating anything with the word balls.
No Rocky Mountain oysters for you. Hey,
no.
So here are this year's picks for the top 10 worst Halloween candies, all right? So popcorn balls was number 10. Whoppers is on the list. Do you ever eat Whoppers?
Yes, I think I liked them as a kid, and then as you get older, you realize they're just not worth it.
They came in the big box that looked like a milk box, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked them as a kid, too, but then the older I got, the weirder the texture was. I don't know, it was a texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dum-dums, I never ate Dum-dums, but, you know, I never had, Jennifer was a Dum-dum person, I think.
The suckers, the little lollipops.
Yeah, suckers. Yeah, lollipops, yep.
Oh, she only got those we got them when my mom went through the line at the bank, and they would always put Dum-Dums in the in the little tube for the kids.
Yeah, but you never wanted them as a kid when you were at Halloween because you knew that was the cheap gift. That was the one they could buy for pennies, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the cheap house. It got labeled. And then the word went out in the neighborhood, and everybody just skipped it. So
lame candy, don't go there.
Yeah, don't go to number 12. Caramel cubes. I always thought I didn't even know they still made them.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either. And I don't even know if you'll know what these are. They still sell them. Necco wafers.
I know what they are. I've never eaten them.
They come in like a cellophane sort of package, and they're colored sort of chalky wafers, and they're really bad. They're really bad. Never liked Necco wafers.
Oh, I just Googled it. Yeah, that looks like it's from 1950, and they haven't made any since.
They still do, believe it or not. Gum. people, apparently gum is not in today. It's the politically incorrect Halloween treat of the day.
I like the gum.
I like the next one. Ambiguous generic candy. Like your grandmother, the hard candies that, you know, that you buy.
Yes. Yes. The you kind of that when you see them, you grab a handful of them for your horse.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. How about bit of honey? I never liked bit of honey. Oh, they're awful. They are just awful. Google that, and you'll know what they are.
Oh, gross. Yeah, those things are nasty. They're like, oh, yeah, they're gross. They're gross.
Yeah, they're gross. Yep. Dots. Now, as a kid, we loved dots. And if you don't know what they are, we used to go down to the candy store that was right down the street from me. Now, this ages me here. And they're on a white sheet, and there's these little colored dots on a white sheet, and you peel them off, and yes, you get half the white sheet with each dot. But as a kid, peeling the dots off the white sheets, and you could buy the white sheet for like 10 cents for a foot. So you bought it by the foot. It was so cool because you could just buy feet of this stuff. And then you'd take it home, and you'd get the little dots off, and they really tasted like nothing but sugar. But it was fun to peel the dots off. And then half the time, you were eating more paper than dots. But
see, when you say dots candy, I think of dots as those little gummy dots that come in the yellow box.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the dots that come on the white sheets.
Oh, that's awful. Nobody makes those anymore. They don't make those anymore, do they?
Apparently they're coming back. They're coming back now. You see them in candy stores again.
Oh, candy buttons, they call them.
Oh, candy buttons is what, yeah. Good and Plenty is number two on the list of worst candy Halloween candies for this year. I was not ever a Good Plenty big fan. Jennifer loved
that. Ew, the licorice little turds.
Yeah, did you like Good and Plenty?
They had the best song ever with a little Good and Plenty train. Yeah.
And they always had the only reason kids got Good and Plenty is because they had a treat in every box. There was something cool in every box.
Oh, really?
That was before cereal had the cool things.
If you Google Good and Plenty, about three lines down comes up a picture of a quarter horse. So there must be a horse named Good and Plenty.
Jennifer's favorite candy at the movies is number one on the craftiest Halloween candies list this year.
Raisinette.
That's right.
Ew. Who likes eating fruit when you're at the movies, Jennifer?
She loves raisinettes. She'll get the big box of raisinettes because she figures that the healthy raisins outweigh the chocolate. So there's no calories that way.
I don't know if I could even eat a raisinette.
You're a vegetarian. You should love raisinettes.
I don't like raisins. Oh, gross.
Really?
What a waste of candy, Jen. If you're going to spend $9 on a box of candy, go ahead and get something good.
Oh, and by the way, we never buy the candy. Jennifer always brings big purses into the movie theater.
sneaky.
Never buy the water either. Let's go to the list of the top 10 favorite candies for kids this year. 10 is an Almond Joy, which I was really surprised made that list. Because, I don't know.
Isn't that coconut or something?
Yes, coconut. I don't know. Kids like coconut? Maybe kids like coconut today. Number 9 is Milky Way. I think that's been on the list for 100 years. I know.
I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah, number 8, I'm 0 for 3 on the next one. Number 8 is Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
That's really good.
I always thought you like it. Yeah.
Anything that says cookies and cream in it, I'm in.
Yeah, Jennifer loves those too. Number 7, Three Musketeers. Been on the list for 100 years.
No.
I'll eat the Three Musketeers. Number 6, Twix.
Oh, love it.
Twix, yeah. Number 5 is Jennifer's, another one of Jennifer's favorites is Kit Kat bars, and I think Kit Kat's always been on the list.
Those are delicious.
Yes.
Googling these pieces of candy as you're mentioning them, and now I'm starving to death.
Kit Kats are good. There's just something about the crunch. They got the right crunchy. They just got the right ratio to chocolate to crunchy. And when you can eat the chocolate off part of it before you eat the crunchy, it's a perfect candy.
I wonder if in life anybody has ever taken a Kit Kat bar and just taken a bite of the whole entire thing without breaking it up.
I oh, that's a good question. I haven't. I'm not guilty.
No. You never see anybody just take a bite of the four stuck together. It's always, you always break them apart. I wonder if anybody's ever done that. You know what? Let me make that my personal challenge.
You try it. You can't. It's just, you have to savor it. I mean,
I will do it.
Do you remember last year on the show live, I tried to eat all full size of all 10 of the candies? Remember that?
Yeah. I think your wife is still pissed about that.
I think I got really sick. Number four is a Hershey's bar, which, again, has been on the list forever. Number three on the list forever, Snickers. You care to guess what the top two are?
Reese's.
Number one, correct.
And let's see, what else was it mentioned besides Reese's? Oh, Snickers.
It's obvious. My favorite candy.
Butterfinger.
Oh, no, not my favorite candy there.
M&M's.
M&M's. Yep, M&M's. Love
M&M's.
I love peanut M&M's, dark chocolate peanut M&M's, whatever. Put whatever
peanut
in an M&M and I'll eat it. No, don't like the peanut butter.
If it's in a tiny little colorful candy shell, Glenn will eat it.
That's right. That's right. If it's easy to eat a whole entire bag of them. Remember, I used to have that jar on my desk I took a picture of with M&M's in it? Can't do that now that I had to give up sugar. No candy for me this year.
Oh, my gosh. So, you can't have any candy.
I know. It's awful.
Well, Glenn, you just lost 10 pounds. Go off the diet, bulk back up, and then
if you remember right, the sugar was for the Lyme disease, not weight loss. So
details, whatever.
Let's take a break for our song. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk about the Breeders' Cup coming up on Friday. Jesus, starts in 2 days. But for right now, we're going to hear from Bren Hill, somebody we haven't heard from a while, with one of his poem songs called "I See a Trailer Coming." It's a lot of fun to take a listen.
I'm gonna tell you all a story about a cowboy named Joe. You see, he couldn't get out of bed without stubbing his toe. He was big and clumsy and unorthodox, all right, and I never seen him straddle any horse that it didn't end up in a fight. Well, I got to thinking, it's a wonder old Joe ain't dead, because if Johnny Cash would have known old Joe, he'd have wrote this song instead. Well, I hear that trailer coming. It's coming up the road. Well, I ain't got my horse caught, and I'm betting he won't load. Lord, this cowboy work is starting. It ain't that fun for me. As I try to catch old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, I went into the horse corral and he bit me on the arm. I cried just like a baby as he looked around the barn. Lord, the teeth marks are stinging. They're swelling up, you see. As I try to catch old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, I grab my favorite lariat and I run him in the shed. I chuck my favorite Houlihan, I rope a 2-year-old instead. Lord, my gloves are smoking. I'm just a dragging along. As I try to catch old Cherokee, everything I do is wrong. Well, the boys holler, we're not waiting, can't you saddle that old hide? Just as I pull my cinch up, he cow kicked me in the side. Lord, I hope my day gets better. They're all laughing at me as I try to load old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, there's probably rich folks ranching on some horses that are swell. But if they had to ride old Cherokee, they wouldn't like it near as well. Lord, I hope my day gets better. He starts to bucking with me as I try to ride old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Here we go. Well, old Cherokee don't quit bucking till he gets me on the ground. As I hit and roll, I'm hoping all the cattle go around. Lord, I hope my day gets better. Ain't wanting trampled, you see. Here we go. Well, I guess I'll sell old Cherokee. He's done a torturing me. So long, Cherokee.
I see the trailer coming. That's Bren Hill, and we did a musical episode with him, and he's really entertaining, so you can check that out. Just search for Bren, B-R-E-N-N Hill. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, and it is in part brought to you by EquityMFG.com and also the Horse Side Vet Guide. We've got Stud Muffins as a sponsor, so we just thank everybody for being a part of our show. And Jennifer, are we getting some really bad ads in for this weekend, some good ones?
We are getting some wretched, misspelled, embarrassing, snarky ads in for this week.
Good. Good. Now,
we got some Halloween
prizes?
Specials, too. Yeah.
Oh, really? Fantastic. What are the prizes going to be?
This week on the really bad ads brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat, Dr. Rose's Get Pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment and Salve are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal, and anti-mother-in-law when needed. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, cuts, and abrasions on your horse. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. Also on the prize table from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love, like Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Awesome. Going to be
Thank
a good
you,
one.
Jennifer.
I'm bummed I'm not going to be here. They just had to make my stupid ride time way too close to the Friday show. So I will I'll interview somebody or a couple people from Galway Thursday night, and I'll send them to you, Glenn, so everybody can get a feel for the West Coast eventing ambiance.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that. Just get it over to me. We'll put her on. And,
can I mention to you, by the way, before you go on, that I'm going to Galway, which is, I want to put a disclaimer out there. I'm going to this horse trial that is a culmination of an entire year of competing, okay? It's really a difficult cross-country course. It is the top of the top in competition. People have been working hard all year long. I had a baby and really, honestly, lucky to ride my horse every other day. So I don't know if I've ever been as unprepared for a horse trial in my entire life.
Well, you know, the one consolation prize is Galway is known for having fully stocked bars about every 10 paces on the cross-country course, so you could just stop for a drink along the way.
I might have to. Holy cow. I had somebody hold Luke for 20 minutes while I jumped Jet yesterday. I'm like, I've got to get him over a fence before I go to this thing. So... it's one of those weeks, so I don't think that it's going to be the most successful weekend. However, I'm excited to be going. So just wanted to throw that out there.
just keep remember that song in your head. You have to keep your song there.
Yeah, I need to pick one for, like, I'm so unprepared that I need to find a song that says, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
That's right. That's correct. Yes, you do. That's what he would tell you, right?
I'm not afraid.
That's what our resident sports psychologist would tell you. So, yeah, you got to, I think it's all in the attitude, Jamie. Now, you know, with Jet, that we might have to take about 50% of that back. But, but the attitude does help. Hey, look at all the people posting their horse Halloween pictures on our Facebook page. Thank you for doing that.
Yes,
if you have a horse Halloween picture, we'd love to see it too. So just post it over on Horses in the Morning on Facebook. That would be absolutely terrific for you to do that. All right, now we're going to do a little coverage of the Breeders' Cup here. It's the last chance that we're going to get to do that. Tomorrow we'll have a recorded show. We'll be Jennifer and I will be back here live on Friday, but Jamie will not. So this recorded segment is brought to you by Horse Side Vet Guy. Or that's the recorded segment. This Breeders' Cup segment is brought to you by Horse Side Vet Guide. Horse Side Vet Guide is a brand new app developed with your horse's health in mind. Created by an expert in equine veterinary medicine with over 20 years of experience, Horse Side Vet Guide helps you determine how to best resolve an equine health care problem. Far more than a mobile first aid app, Horse Side Vet Guide contains an extensive list of observations, skills, how-to videos, veterinary diagnostics, and treatments, plus so much more. Most highly reviewed horse app on the market today. Just search for Horse Side Vet Guide in the iOS App Store. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can have the world of equine vet care at your fingertips. Just search for Horse Side Vet Guide in the iOS App Store. Not Android yet, but they will be soon. So just search for it in the iOS App Store, either iPads, iPhones, iPods, any of those. You can get the Horse Side Vet Guide. It's only $4.99. It's going to be the cheapest vet guide you've ever gotten for your horse.
Definitely the cheapest vet call for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have, like we always start these big races, with a few facts and statistics that I put together. So we can do that again today. The Breeders' Cup is billed as the world championship of thoroughbred horse racing. Its meeting began in 1984, so it's not as old as a lot of the races we've talked about this year. It started as a 7-race, 1-day event with a total prize money of $10 million, so it was a pretty good pile of change for 1984. In 2007, the meeting was expanded to 15 races over 2 days, like it is now. This year's total prize money is $24 million. The feature race... The feature race, the Breeders' Cup Classic, is worth $5 million by itself, making it the richest horse race in North America. Not the world. It used to be the world, but Dubai has sort of taken care of that. The inaugural meeting was held at Hollywood Park, California, and isn't it ironic that Hollywood Park is no longer, as of this year? 11 different tracks have taken turns hosting the event, with Churchill Downs hosting a record 8 meetings over at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and it seems now that recently it's just been 2 years at Santa Anita, 2 years at Churchill, 2 years at Santa Anita. That's how it's kind of been going for a while now.
Yeah, we know there's other tracks like even Pimlico and Belmont that can handle the crowds. So I'm not sure why. All money and
politics.
Yeah,
I think it's because Saratoga has actually shut down for the year. I don't think they raced this late
true.
Up there.
That is true. Yeah, the weather does change up there.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see here. So the only horse to win 3 Breeders' Cup races is a French mare named?
Goldakova.
You knew that one. The only horse to win the Breeders' Cup Classic twice was Tisno in 2000 and 2001.
Tisno is the only horse that has won it twice?
Twice. Yeah.
My beautiful, right. beautiful friend Zenyatta was so close. And it pisses me off that Mike Smith is the most successful Breeders' Cup jockey with 17 winners. Should be 18, Mike. Should be 18!
I knew that was coming. The most successful trainer? Probably everybody can guess that one.
It'd be tough, but yeah, I got to go with, I was thinking Todd Pletcher, but it's probably Dwayne Lucas.
Dwayne Lucas, 19 winners with Dwayne Lucas. Yep.
I think it's been a while for him, though.
The U.S. has produced the most winners. This is interesting statistics. Has produced the most winners, as you would expect, with 200, followed by Ireland with 23, Britain 13, France 7, Argentina 5, Canada 4, and Germany 1. So there's your breakdown of countries.
I wonder who the German horse was.
Yeah, I don't know. Have to look that up. And what year that was in. The longest priced winner was Arcangius, something like that, who won in 1993 the Classic with the odds of 133-1. I didn't even know they could go over like 100-1.
Wait, what was this now? The
longest priced winner was 1993 Classic at 133-1.
I didn't know you could either, but I'll guarantee I'd put some money on that horse.
Jeez, three people put money on that horse, and they won big bucks.
I have the answer, I believe. The German horse, Scirocco, became the first German horse to win a Breeders' Cup race, winning the turf race in 2005.
Huh.
God, I love Google. It just answers every question.
Well, I'm now looking up the 133-1, and let's see what that one comes up with here. It says...
Arcanguis.
Oh, here it is. Oh, get this. You're going to love this. It paid for a $2-to-win wager, $269.
Good God. That's fantastic. Yeah, you just, when you see odds like that, people do the smart thing and just put $2 on them to win. Because you don't have to hit often. But if you hit that one, you're like, okay, I won $269 on a horse race. Like, that's the coolest thing ever.
$3 bet. What I usually win, because I usually bet, you know, more of the favorites, is I usually win $2.25.
Yeah. Get your money back.
I have won trifectas before, and I've never won $269 on a trifecta before.
Yeah, me
I'm
either.
Always so excited. I won the trifecta. Oh, it paid $49.
Okay, which is good, but yeah, it's not $200-something on
you know,
a $2 win.
Like anything else, there's expectations, you know? You know, you win the lottery, you want to win $1 million. You don't want to win $25,000. You know, you'll take it. But you win the lottery. It's like, I want to win the lottery. And you'll take your $25,000, and you'll be happy about it. But then you'll, in the back of your mind, you'll be going, if it only had been the million.
I know.
Like, that's the way human nature is.
That's true. Well, all right, well, let's go over some Breeders' Cup entries, and then we will go over the Classic, because that obviously is the culmination of the 2 days. Just some of the races. We've got the Breeders' Cup Marathon, which is a very long race, and I don't know how these jockeys sit up there for that long, but the Breeders' Cup Marathon, I'm going to take Blue Skies and Rainbows. And I don't know much about the marathon, nor do I know much about the horses, but I love the name Blue Skies and Rainbows, all one word. So that's why I'm picking that one.
We're talking, aren't we in My Little Pony territory with Blue Skies and Rainbows?
That's why I love it. It sparkled to me, Glenn.
Well, I'm going Western on that one. And again, I don't know a darn thing about the horse, and he is 10-1. He's the long shot, actually. It's Suns Out, Guns Out. I'm going Western.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, kind of a John Wayne kind of theme there. So I'm going to write this down. Or Jennifer, if you could write these down for us. Does Jennifer have picks? Do you have picks or not today?
I don't want to jinx anybody. I feel so bad because then I pick somebody and they do well.
Okay, well, you write down our picks here so we can keep track.
I'll be the record keeper. I can do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Marathon, Blue Skies and Rainbows for me. Glenn goes with Suns Out, Guns Out. Let's go down to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And I noticed in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, that your horse, who continues to lose every time you pick him, Verrazano,
yes,
is in the race. What are you going to do?
He's a favorite. He's a favorite. It's like every time I've said his name, he's been the favorite and he's lost. I don't know what to do in this one.
So we can go over some of the, I'll say the horses in it because you'll recognize a lot of the names. Post one, and I'll start with post one all the way down to 12. Tap Town is in the race. Then we've got Golden Ticket, Hymn Book, Brujo de Olleros, Fed Biz, Broadway Empire. Then we got Alpha, Holy Loot, Central Intelligence, Verrazano, Pants on Fire, and Golden Sense.
Well, what's Baby Luke think?
Baby Luke just came in the room and said Pants on Fire is going to be the winner, so I'm going to have to go with Pants on Fire. How appropriate.
No pun there, Jamie?
Pants are on fire, Glenn. Maybe that's why he's crying.
I'm going to go, if I'm going to go with names, I'm going to give up on Verrazano. I'm just done with Verrazano.
You're jinxing it.
I know. I'm done with Verrazano.
It'll be the one time that he wins.
I am done. I'm done with Verrazano. The heck with that stupid bridge. I'm going to go, because it's Halloween, I am going to go with Golden Ticket, because wasn't there a suit and movie that had Golden Ticket that had a candy
bar? I got
bar?
The Golden Ticket.
Yeah.
I got the Golden Ticket. All right.
Yep. Golden Ticket.
All right. Golden Ticket. Also,
the long shot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Breeders' Cup Distaff. The Distaff is a race for mares. And we've got number one is Street Girl, two Authenticity, three Close Hatches, number four Royal Delta, number five Beholder, and then Royal Delta's nemesis Princess of Silmar is in the sixth spot. Now, if you realize that Princess of Silmar just nosed out Royal Delta recently, and so what are you going to go with?
Oh, which one are you going to? You're going to go with Royal Delta because you always
do. I love
do.
Her. I love her, love her, love her. So.
Which means I have to go with Princess of Silmar today. So, just to.
Okay, it's going to be neck and neck.
I'm going Todd Fletcher this time.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to stick with Bill Mott, who has two horses in that race, and there's only six in the actual race. So he's got good chances. The odds are good.
I got to say hi to our adopted bug, Callie, too. She's back riding their back in their winter headquarters down here in Florida with the Todd Fletcher crew. So she listened to the one show last week and sent me a little text. So hi, Callie, if you're listening in this morning. Tell Todd that Princess of Silmar now better win. So
I'm sure Todd really would like that to happen.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Let's see. What do we want to go over next? The Breeders' Cup Sprint is always a fun one. This is the one Shackelford was in, I believe. And one of your favorite horses is in it. We've got in the one position, Justin Phillips. Then we've got the Lumber Guy, Gentleman's Bet, Majestic Stride, Some of the Parts, Bahamian Squall. These are good names. Private Zone, Fast Bullet, Secret Circle, Wine Police, Trinneberg, and Laugh Track.
Ooh, Trinneberg has been trying so hard this year and hasn't done
that's
much.
That's one of your favorites.
I know. It's another one that's disappointed me in the past. I don't know. This one's tough. If I go by names, kind of like the name Wine Police. Fun name. But he's like, I can't pick all the long shots, and it seems like all the good names are the long shots this time. I don't know.
Well,
what are
I'm
you thinking?
I'm going to go. My brother's name is Justin, so I'll go with Justin Phillip. Justin Phillip is in the one spot.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to support the women out there and go with the Lumber Guy. And the reason I'm going with the Lumber Guy is because they've been here cutting, you know, trimming, our, not cutting them down, but trimming our live oak trees for the past week. And you should see that guy. I should have taken him a picture of him and posted it on it. The guy who actually climbs the trees and cuts them out. Jennifer.
Please do.
Let me tell you what. All he does all day for 10 hours is climb those trees by hand with his little stickies on his feet with the chainsaw hanging about 6 feet from his belt. And he has the arms the size of most of the tree trunks, and he just climbs those trees all day long, cutting the dead limbs out.
Jen, is he hot?
Yeah. As long as he doesn't talk, he's hot.
Okay, yeah. See,
he's kind of like the boyfriends on Big Bang Theory. Just don't talk.
Don't talk. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a tree trimmer guy, but his name is Francisco. So, whatever.
You have trees there?
We have palm trees that have to be trimmed. Expensive to keep palm trees on your property looking good. All right, so Breeders' Cup Mile. There's no doubt on who my pick for Breeders' Cup Mile is going to be. We've got, in the one spot, No Jet Lag. Again, great name. Silentio, Silver Max, obviously, Olympic Glory, Bright Thought, Hebe Fire and Ice, which is like, they texted that, Hebe Fire and Ice. Number 8 spot, Wise Dan, baby. Wise Dan. Cristoforo Colombo is number 9, and Za Approval is 10.
Well, I know who you're going with. You're going with Hebe Fire and Ice because it's such a clever name, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I almost, it's like picking Wise Dan. Now, he did just he ran really, you know, like 2 weeks ago he ran, which I thought was a little close. But Wise Dan is a even money one-to-one shot. So I should pick a second one because anytime you have an even money favorite, you want to go ahead and box it exacta style with another horse to make any money on your bet. So I need to pick another one, Glenn. And so what would you do, Wise Dan and...
Well, you have to pick No Jet Lag because it has the word jet in it.
Exactly. But it's Mike Smith. It's a jockey. So I'm still going
to come in second.
I know.
Isn't
that true?
Yeah.
Very good, Jen. No Jet Lag will come in second.
And I'm going to go with, I just think a great name is obviously because hearing that name said over and over again on the coming down the stretch is great, right? Obviously.
Obviously.
So, yeah, I'm going with obviously because I want to hear his name said about 50 times on the stretch.
I love it. Hey, okay, so then the classic, we'll just run through those real quick, and I'll give you a little bit of who they are. Do you mind, Glenn?
No, we have time.
Okay, Last Gunfighter is in the one spot. Javier Castellano is the jockey. Chad Brown, one of my favorite trainers, is training Last Gunfighter, and that's a great name. And he is a 4-year-old colt who has won 7 of 13 starts. So, and the same jockey won the Breeders' Cup Classic on Ghost Zapper in 2004. Then we've got Painter, who, by the way, they just announced is going to retire to stud at Windstar Farms after this race. So he's got a bright future ahead of him, you know what I mean. Martin Garcia is the jockey. Bob Baffert is the trainer, and he was the first runner-up in the Belmont Stakes last year. He's won 4 this year, and, of course, he's the one that fought for his life, barely made it out alive from colitis and laminitis, and he's back running, and he, like I said, I think he's going for the finish line because he's going to, he knows what's at the end of it. What up, women? Number 3, Planter. Ryan Moore is the jockey. Marco Body is the trainer. This is a European horse. He's having his first start in North America. He was 3rd in the Dubai World Cup the past 2 years. So he is a European favorite. Moreno, Joseph Talamo is the jockey. Eric Guyo is the trainer. It is a 3-year-old who's won twice this season, who broke his maiden in his 10th race. In his most recent, he came in 2nd in the Pennsylvania Derby. Declaration of War, Joseph O'Brien is the jockey. Aidan O'Brien is the trainer. This is an Irish-trained runner who has won 7 of 12 career starts, including his last race in England in August. And, of course, Aidan O'Brien is one of the world's greatest trainers. He's won 7 Breeders' Cup races but has never won the Classic. 6th spot, we've got, wait, let me check my phone. Ah, they still haven't called. Mucho Macho Man, people. Mucho Macho Man is being written by the comeback king, Gary Stevens. Kathy Ritvo, of course, you know, is the heart recipient, transplant recipient, the trainer. He's a 5-1 odds right now. Third in the Derby. He was runner-up in last year's Classic. So another one of our favorites. Seven is Fort Larned. Brian Hernandez Jr. is the jockey. Ian Wilkes is the trainer. He's at 6-1, and he's won twice this year for the trainer Wilkes. Palace Malice, John Velasquez, the rider, Todd Pletcher, the trainer. He won the Belmont Stakes this year. The jockey has won 10 Breeders' Cup races. Todd Pletcher had won 7 Breeders' Cup races. Again, neither one of them has ever won the Classic. Then you've got Game On Dude. Mike Smith, the jockey, Bob Baffert, the trainer. He is currently the favorite, according to the bookmakers, and Mike has won the Classic 3 times and unbeaten in 5 starts this year. So he's ridiculously good. We'll Take Charge. Luis Saez is the jockey. Dwayne is the trainer. 3-year-old has won 4 times this season, including the Traverse Stakes and the Pennsylvania Derby. Ron the Greek in the 11th spot. Jose Lascano is the jockey. Belmont is the trainer. He's 8-1. A 5-year-old, he's won 9 career races, including 2 this year. Then you've got Flat Out. Joel Rosario is the jockey. Belmont the trainer. The oldest runner in the race, Glenn, that's a reason for you to pick him, just because, you know, you're old. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You can relate. He's won 8 out of 29 career starts, won over $3 million, and Joel won the Dubai World Cup on Animal Kingdom and then won Orb to Kentucky Derby. So Joel is hot this year. So that's your 12th spot.
All right. Before we make our picks, why don't we get reminded what happened last year. Here's an abbreviation of last year's race.
Standing well, they're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic. As they come to the top of the stretch, it is Fort Larned and Mucho Macho Man, and they are now well clear of their competition. Fort Larned comes into the stretch in front. Mucho Macho Man runs at him with 1 furlong to run. They've left Flat Out behind. Fort Larned digs in. Mucho Macho Man runs at him. Fort Larned, Mucho Macho Man, Fort Larned with the heart of a champion. Mucho Macho Man was second, a very gallant second indeed. Then came Flat Out, followed by Ron the Greek.
I get goosebumps. That guy's so good.
I'm going to tell you what. I have my pick. I think it's Mucho Macho Man's year, of course, to get revenge. And I'll pick the top 2, Mucho Macho Man, Fort Larned. That's
all
my
right.
top 2 this year.
And what's really awesome is they have stared each other down already once in a stretch run in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and they are in post positions directly next to each other.
Right,
so,
each other, yeah.
Yeah, they're 6th and 7th. Can you imagine them walking up and like, you're going down, Gary Stevens, and Brian Hernandez is like, you're going down, and Gary's like, Brian, I'm taking you out, and Mucho Macho Man is probably going to try to kick Fort Larned, and then Fort Larned is going to bite Mucho. It's going to be awesome war on the way to the gate, plus once they get in, there's going to be some major smack talk. So you're going with the same 1-2 as last year, huh?
Yeah, I am. But, you know, Game On Dude is in there. And God, there's a lot of good horses in this race. I mean, there's a lot of good horses in this race. Painter's in there. We'll Take Charges in there. Just a lot of good horses. Ron the Greek's in there.
It's almost like it's a classic for a reason.
The only one that you go, where did that, you know, there's a couple of them. You go, where did that come from? The Plaintor, which you don't see, was kind of out of left field. And the Last Gunfighter is kind of out of left field. But, yeah, there's all the rest of them you've seen a lot this year.
Yeah, and Last Gunfighter, it's funny you mentioned him, because, it'd be easy to pick Game On Dude, Ron the Greek, Will Take Charge, Flat Out. All these horses have had such spectacular years. Fort Larned. An emotional pick for me is Painter because, like you said, he battled laminitis and colitis to come back. He's retiring after this race. He is definitely my emotional pick. Our show pick has to be Mucho Macho Man. I mean, how awesome would it be for him to win? Mucho Macho Man.
I can tell you that's the only way we're going to get the owner back on the show after the race. So.
I don't know. I'm mad at them right now. No, I'm just kidding. So Mucho Macho Man, obviously, you know, we want him to win. I'm going to pick him with The Last Gunfighter. Chad Brown is the trainer. I think Chad Brown is long overdue for some Breeders' Cup success.
Okay, so there you go. There's the picks for the Breeders' Cup.
No, but I want Painter to win. I want Painter to win.
Hey, you do. Yeah, I know.
I do. Okay.
Well, you can do a side bet. You can bet on two. Hey,
look, you just called.
I know. Jennifer, let me just fix this. Jennifer was about to talk to her off the air. Victoria.
Hi.
Hey, we got a problem.
That was an abrupt welcome.
Well, that's why, because we're almost over. And the reason is, you guys, we figured it out. We were going, why isn't Victoria called an hour ago? You change your clocks a week before we do.
I've just remembered. I'm so sorry. You know, I chatted to an American person at a wedding on Saturday, and he told me the clocks had changed, and I thought, I must remember to call in at the right time. But yes, it's my usual time. Sorry.
And we didn't remember to send you a note on that. I totally slipped my mind, too. So we apologize. I'm sorry.
Not at all. I feel very responsible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you had lots of good things to talk about.
I did indeed, but not to worry. I'll save them up for next week. I'm sure there's only one solution, which is that you fly me out to America twice a year to avoid this problem.
There we go. Awesome.
Or you could fly us to England twice a year. That would do the same thing, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. We'd do that, too.
Indeed, yeah. Head on over. Bring the whole show.
Well, your company's a lot bigger than ours, so we'll use that as an excuse.
Our company is quite small, but I might have to go to the head and explain that I've invited an entire radio station over. I'm not sure what she'll say about this.
And a baby.
Yeah, don't forget the baby. The baby can fly over. I keep seeing pictures on Facebook of him in his flying outfit.
Wait, I didn't hear you. What?
Your baby, I keep seeing him in his flying outfit, so surely he can just fly over.
Exactly. He's a fighter pilot like his dad already at 5 months, so obviously. All right. Well, listen, Victoria, we will talk to you again next week. So sorry we missed you. Try to pay attention. We love you.
We'll be on the same time next week, so it'll be fine.
Perfect. Okay. We will catch up next week.
All right, bye, Victoria.
Bye. Oh, my God, do I get to sleep an extra hour? Because remember, Arizona does not do daylight savings time. So when you guys go to this short period of it getting dark earlier, that means that the show starts for me instead of at 6 o'clock at
what,
7 o'clock.
What kind of communist legislature was in when they decided that, by the way?
I don't know. It's probably still here. Same legislature that's still here.
You're the only, there's like you and I think Hawaii. There's like a couple Hawaiian islands that don't change or something. But that's about it. It's you guys.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I know.
But
it
you're
going to
be better. You like this change, right? We hate it because we get dark at 5 o'clock in the evening, but you like it.
Well, and I can call my mom, like, after I teach riding lessons, because I'm usually done around 6:30, 7 o'clock, so I'll call her and just check in. And it's 10 o'clock her time. So now it's only going to be 9 o'clock her time, so it's not like I'm calling in the middle of the night.
There you go.
She's already in bed. See? Makes me happy.
Well, don't forget, you can download all the shows on the Horse Radio Network. Now, I said in the ad earlier for Horse Side Bet Guide that they are the most highly reviewed horse app, and that is true. We need some of you people who are listening every day on their apps, and we know there's people like you out there because I see the numbers, and we had a caller this morning. We're from Virginia. That she listens on the app. So go onto the app, and there's a place where you can leave a review. Leave a very good five-star review. We need to catch up the Horse Side Bet Guide here. So everybody,
I need to go do that.
Yeah, you need to go. Yeah, you definitely need to go do that. We need to cheat as much as we can. I already did it. So, go leave us nice reviews and leave us five stars. Let's do that and get our ratings up there on there so we can pass Horse Side Bet Guide. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. leave them one too.
So go download the app. We have iOS and Android, so we have both. And don't forget, we have a lot of other shows on the Horse Radio Network. You can find them all at horseradionetwork.com. We have the new ones. We have Blaze Kids Radio. New episode of that will be coming out this week. We have Horsemanship Radio, done by Debbie Laux, Monty Roberts' daughter. A new episode of that comes out today, actually. And then another new episode this week of Chasing a Fox, the fox hunting show that Helena does. So,
what does the fox say?
Wait for me to name that, do that show every week, don't you? You want to do a new opener for it? Do you want to sing a new opener for them? You could put it to music and then send it to me. I'll play it.
I don't perform on command, Clint.
Okay. We learned this morning that Jamie is not a live monkey.
So I am not a live monkey. It's like my trying to get my baby to actually like do something while I'm videoing. It's like, oh, you turn the he's smiling and he's bouncing and he's so happy. And I pick quick and he's like, and he starts crying. So it's impossible. I'm like the child.
Did you see the video before we end here? Did you see the video of the child that the mother sings to him, and he goes through all the emotions in the song? He laughs in the beginning when the song has laughter part, and then it gets real serious and sad, and the baby cries, and then he gets happy again, and then he cries again. It is the you haven't seen it yet?
No, but I did see it in my feed. I just didn't watch it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. You'll be crying. This baby was so cute, and he just laughed and cried at the right time. It was so cute.
I'll have to sing to him because no baby's cuter than mine, so we have some work to do.
Get your video camera out. Thank you, everybody. You have a terrific, good time. Be safe this weekend, and I know you'll do well.
Everybody, have a great day. Thank you, Glenn. I got to get packed. Spay, neuter, and geld, people. Not people. Spay, neuter, and geld. I always say that.
Yes, you do.
I don't know why. Don't eat candy with the word balls in it. Take that home with you today.
Thanks for the visual.
Yep.